Dr. Deidre Buchwald is a professor in the WSU College of Medicine. She's the director of iReach, the Initiative for Research and Education to Advance Community Health.
We are a big unit that is focused on education and research across a number of populations, such as rural, American Indian, Alaska Native, Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander, and other underserved populations nationwide, but especially here in eastern and central Washington.
As research teams go, Buchwald's is a big one, about 60 people. Some are at WSU, others are based at the University of Washington, where Buchwald worked until a few years ago. They include four Native faculty. Her team's work frequently overlaps with that of Buchwald's husband, Spiro Manson. He's a nationally known researcher at the University of Colorado in Denver.
He is a medical and cultural anthropologist, and I'm an MD and an epidemiologist. So we have our disciplinary clashes, but we are also very complementary. And so it's really worked out, I think, for both the populations that we serve, because we bring different perspectives.
One of their strategies is to create grant-funded research centers, not necessarily physical places where people work together. It's more combining researchers around a specific idea, such as exploring Alzheimer's disease in Indian communities, or finding new strategies to treat alcohol addiction. That one includes a project in Alaska focused on providing logistical help for people with addictions. There's a partnership with an urban Indian health program in Seattle and a program in South Dakota that targets Native women who are in their childbearing years.
To try to get them to do one of two things: reduce their drinking in case they get pregnant, or make sure they take birth control properly.
Besides the projects and communities, Buchwald works to build the capacity of Native researchers. Their Native Investigator Development Program started more than 20 years ago.
There had been a survey at the National Institutes of Health, and of 35,000 what they call principal investigators, those are people who lead a study and they've made the application, there were 9 American Indians.
She says that's far fewer than the number there should be if you consider the Native population compared to the whole.
And since that time, through our program and others, there are, latest count, I think it was 111 Native principal investigators. So we've made a lot of progress in, 20 plus years.
Buchwald's team is also working to make their research more relevant to the communities they're in.
Some of our instructions, and these are standard instructions, we use words like scenarios or vignettes, and local people will say, no, use the word story. Nobody here is going to understand what you mean.
Having more Native health researchers, especially based in their communities, will help with that. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.